had worse Monday mornings. I'm currently sat on a ferry in the Indian Ocean. I'm in the Maldives right now. If I just spin the camera around, you can actually see one of the islands over there. I'm taking a ferry from the island of Fuladu to the island of Marfushi. So I've been off the beaten track a little bit, and now I'm going to one of the major islands just for one night before I head back to the capital, Malé, for another night, and then get the plane back to Kuala Lumpur, where I am kind of staying long term. Very much consider myself a digital nomad nonetheless, using KL as a base to visit other countries in the Southeast Asian region. And I think it's really important to reflect when you do set a goal and you achieve it. For example, maybe you have a goal to make digital nomadism a reality. Maybe you're already there. Maybe you have goals related to your business, personal growth, fitness, you name it. But it's important, isn't it, when you do achieve a goal, to actually reflect back and think, how does this feel? Does it feel how I thought it would feel? And also appreciate the feeling of achieving that thing and the life you live as a result of achieving it. And I have no regrets about choosing to go fully fledged in digital nomad. I mean, where would I rather be on a Monday morning? Right here, traveling from one island to the other in the Indian Ocean under the glorious sun, or sat in an office somewhere in London, towing the line for the man? Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious. And that all said, this is Prismatic. This is prismatic.org. My name is Max, and I like to give you the real story behind, you know, the reality of the situation, what it's really like. I'm not just merely trying to present a sexy sell, and that's a very easy thing to do with travel, with digital nomadism, with online business, the 4-hour work week. It's very easy and very tempting, I might add, to just grasp what's working now and just make out that it's necessarily all rainbows and butterflies. Now, of course, like I said, far prefer this, but look, I've got a background in sales, a consultancy. It's a slightly odd experience, I admit that frequently, but I understand that there's a motivation to want to do that. But more and more, you know, I've come to realize that I think there's a lot more to be gained in life generally from actually going out and giving value, contributing genuine value. And as part of that, I think it's really important that we take a responsibility. Anyone out there pitching some kind of message who actually wants to go out there and genuinely do good in the world has a responsibility to be honest, and has a responsibility to set the appropriate expectations and not necessarily just paint a pretty picture. I have to reiterate, guys, I can't really complain being out here, but nonetheless, I want to just relay to you, I suppose, two myths that I want to allay, and a third truth, not so much a myth, but nonetheless a reality that's really worth considering in the context of life first, in the context of practicing holiday mind, particularly in the context of going full-fledged digital nomad. The first is that I think there's a myth that when you're on the move, when you're living flexibly, that you might necessarily become less productive. Now, this is something I have to be conscious of, you know, with my material. And again, I'm always straight up and honest about it. I actually have become more productive since working for myself as a start. Going full-fledged digital nomad, even more so. Gives me a bit of space between me and the things that might distract me. It also allows me to focus more. It allows me to employ what I would refer to as the golden rules of freedom 1 and 2, which is minimizing downtime, removing myself from pointless process, for example, maximizing uptime, implementing things like Parkinson's law, not taking too long over things, implementing 80-20, allowing myself to work when I want to work, and thus capitalizing on flow, acting when the inspiration hits me, not merely when the clock turns 9 a.m. And also, not to mention, building an asset as opposed to simply trading time for money. It's a substantially better use of time. In essence, it allows me to do my best work. The flexibility of working for myself and working from anywhere and working online allows me to do my best work. so powerful, this. So this morning, I was doing work this morning on the island of Fulladu. I had something I had to jump on in my main e-commerce business, and I actually nearly wasn't able to pack on time because I had to jump on that thing there and then. But now here I am again, a couple of hours later, in the middle of the ocean. It's another working day for me, right? Now I want to move on to myth number two, which is that I think there's a on some level, maybe a belief that if you just have that thing, if you just have that goodie, if you just have an online business, then naturally everything's just going to be fine, you live happily ever after. I think it's important to make the point here that when you're running an online business, you're still running a business. You're still having to on some level, think about things, show up and give value. And also, the mind is not necessarily just going to immediately be better, feel better about itself day in, day out, indefinitely, just because your external circumstances have changed. And yet, when you do have success in online business, you will probably feel that way. Maybe albeit temporarily, you'll probably feel on top of the world. Don't get me wrong, it helps a lot. And if anything, it gives you the capacity to do what you really need to do. It puts you face to face, ultimately with yourself, with your own mind, your capacity to actually experience fulfillment, feel happy. The first antidote, however, I would say, is that, well, firstly, you're focusing on things that give value, and you're focusing on what you actually want to do, and you're allowing yourself to do your best work. So there's a natural consolation in that if you're just following your flow, the process itself can become a kind of satisfaction. So the pain, I would say, is substantially less than what you might experience in the corporate world once you know that you can be secure based purely on your own abilities. Because ultimately, the thing you're building, the most valuable thing you're building, is yourself, is your own ability to contribute value. And so even if the things you actually build, your business, even if that was to go to pot tomorrow, you've still got you. You've still got your skills and your knowledge. And, you know, me personally, I feel like every 3 months should be life-changing. Every 3 months you should have another tool to your belt, or at least have made some significant strides in your ability to achieve security for yourself and hopefully even those around you as well. But as I just alluded to, there's a third point I want to raise here, and that is simply that it's not all about our circumstances. And a lot of us maybe fall into this belief on some emotional level. You know, we're sold this story. That might be what makes us buy a course. It might be what makes us take the journey in the first place. And it is real. You know, there is real emotion behind it. There is real beautiful things that can come from building an online business. One way or another, at some point down the line, you will come face to face with your own mind. And at that point, you will learn. You won't merely need to take it from me, but you will find out that training the mind off unto itself is probably one of the most valuable uses of time you can allocate. Ultimately, what we all want is a happy and healthy mind. And the trap a lot of us fall into is thinking that just merely by cultivating external circumstances that we'll get there. And likewise, there's probably a smaller group of people who think that you can neglect external circumstances entirely and merely focus on the mind. Well, that's riddled with problems too. Although you could argue it's probably a slightly more efficacious approach, but ultimately the world we live in, that could also be rather impractical. So the lesson is this: train the mind for its own sake. Appreciation, fulfillment, not complaining, allowing yourself to see things as they really are. Not necessarily put rose-tinted glasses on, but not see things as worse than they are. Seeing the reality of how the human psyche, how it loves to see things as worse than they are, how it loves to create storylines, how it loves to give us unnecessary pain because it's a survival machine. And ultimately, survival machine isn't necessarily what's going to make us happy in the world as it's configured today, and hence there's a real need to some extent override that, to practice it. It's like a muscle, just like any other skill. And so the final takeaway here is have some sort of mental practice. Personally, what I do is I meditate every day, usually at least 20 minutes. And other practices I found extremely beneficial are gratitude training, let's call it that. Recording what you're grateful for every day. Personally, I find doing that at night is most effective, and also I find that easier to incorporate into my habits. Another thing you can do actually is practice the art of not complaining. It sounds, it might sound easy, it might sound difficult. To me, that was quite difficult. And I mean literally not complaining about anything, not even no matter how small. What you'll find is, it's like any sort of pursuit. There's a slight bit of resistance at first. You really just want to go and do it. You really want to eat that, like if you wanted to eat a piece of chocolate or a piece of cake or something. But slowly but surely, in fact, quite quickly, when it comes to not complaining, you might notice that, hey, I actually start to feel really good. And it's one of those pursuits where the benefits show up very, very quickly, and thus make it easier to set a powerful intention to actually stick with it. So that's a really good habit to foster as well. Again, it all comes down to actually training yourself to see things as they are, not necessarily with rose-tinted glasses, but simply not seeing things as worse than they are. And simply by not seeing things as worse than they are, a lot of people can make themselves a lot happier, because that's a trap we all naturally fall into for survival reasons. And spotting that is really powerful. Practicing it is a whole different pursuit. It's all in the practice. That's all for me, guys. I'm going to sit back, enjoy my time on the ferry here, as it's limited, and then I'm going to spend the day in Marfushi. So I hope that was useful, guys. I shall chat to you next time.